Well, hello everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something on your mind, on your heart, and your spirit that you want to talk about, give us a call right now. The toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and it's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Mr. Christopher, I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it right here on Basic Gospel, where we talk all Jesus all the time, your Georgia Bulldogs got derailed by some bad officiating last night, and I know I extend my condolences, and I know there's no joy in the doghouse today.
No joy whatsoever in the doghouse, but it was a great game. I enjoyed watching it from start to finish. I didn't like the finish.
The finish was bad.
But that's okay. It's just football.
Yeah.
And that's hard to say.
That's an ex-Bulldog, yeah.
Football. Yes. So we're going to go on to more important things.
More important
things. Jesus.
Of course, if they had won,
that might be a different story. I was thrilled to hear the Alabama quarterback after the game last night say, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And to stand on that kind of stage as a 19-year-old or 18-year-old, just a freshman, and to give that kind of testimony to his new life in Christ, just thrilling. Mm-hmm. So I like that a whole bunch.
Well, pronounce his name for us.
I can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so about this relationship that we have in Christ Jesus, you know, it changes everything when we go from death to life in Christ and Christ comes to live inside of us. Everything changes for us. I mean, every part of life, how we view life, our attitudes toward life, our attitudes toward God, our attitudes toward ourselves, our attitudes toward one another, how we handle situations. And Paul really talks a lot about that in all of his letters. And one of the things that he uses is a catchphrase.
Yeah.
And that catchphrase is this: do you not know? And he's saying, hey, listen, as far as life is concerned and how you're to handle it as a believer, do you not know? For example, in the book of Romans, chapter 6, there's a great question. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? So that's a question that skeptics ask when they hear the good news of God's love and grace as given to us in Jesus Christ. So you're saying we can just go and do whatever we want? We can just sin up a storm? And Paul says, by no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know? As a believer, you need to know some things. And when you know these things, it changes everything. And once you know those things, then that question, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may abound? Becomes a ridiculous question.
Yeah.
It's almost idiotic sounding once you know the truth underneath this gospel message. And so he says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So when we're born again, when we go from death to life, we're placed into Jesus. That's what baptism means. It's being placed into something. So we have been placed into Jesus Christ. And because we've been baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. So the benefits of his death now become our benefits. So the forgiveness that he procured at the cross is our forgiveness. The holiness, the righteousness that he made available becomes our holiness, our righteousness, because we've been baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in the newness of life. So what he's saying is that old life that you had was a life dominated by sin, controlled by sin at every turn. And so the only thing that flowed out of you were sinful activities. But you died. You died in Christ. That old life has been buried in him, and you've been raised to walk in the newness of life. Do you not know? And quite frankly, there are a lot of Christians out there who do not know.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do here on Basic Gospel, is to shine the light on these things that we should know, the truth of what's happened to you once you've been born again by the Spirit of God. We want you to know those truths. Why? Because it's those truths that shape, transform, and propel you to live out this new life in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul uses that same phrase three or four times in chapter 6 and 7. Then in 1 Corinthians 6, he uses it, I think, five times. Do you not know? Do you not know that we're going to judge angels? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And you're not a part of that anymore. You've been washed. You've been cleansed. You've been sanctified by the Spirit of God. Do you not know that you are one with Christ? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? And if you know these things, it changes everything.
Yeah.
So these are foundational truths. Get these basics right, you'll start to grow and mature in the Lord.
Absolutely. That's good stuff, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. This, of course, is Basic Gospel. We have open lines at 844-322-2742. We'd like to hear from you if you have something you'd like to discuss. Perhaps a question you'd like to pose, call now in Canada or the U.S., 844-322-2742. So the question that Bob has been talking about, and the question we'll pose to you, our friends, is, can you really mature if you don't have the basics right? Well, consider this. If you don't have the basics right, you'll never be able to grow and mature as a believer. Your support to Basic Gospel is critical because you are helping others to be equipped with a solid understanding of the fundamentals. Truths like the fact that Jesus is God, that he forgave all our sins, that we live in the new covenant, not the old, and that salvation is receiving the life of Christ. It's these things and so much more that you hear each day on Basic Gospel. And when you make your gift this month to help this good news continue to be disseminated through the air and online, well, you're going to receive our brand new book called The Basic Gospel. It's your opportunity to make sure that you have the basics right and to help others at the same time. So click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or basicgospel.net. It is Basic Gospel, and Bob, I think we have a call on the screen here.
We do. Let's go to Vicki in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Vicki. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
Hello. I have a question for you. I've been reading Luke, and when Jesus is talking about the rich man and Lazarus, and he tells us that that Abraham is speaking to the rich man that's in hell, and he tells him that that there's this chasm between us and that those who want to go over to you cannot. I'm having trouble because it feels like, you know, as believers who are saved, we can see those people who are in torment and we can't get to them. And to me, that seems like torment.
Well, Vicki, this is a story that Jesus uses to... I think to get us to be prepared for what's ahead, and I think we have to recognize that. And as far as this story is concerned, this is something that happens. This is a story that was before the cross, before the resurrection, and so there's a new paradigm that follows the cross and the resurrection. And so when people died before the cross, those who died in faith were put into paradise. They went to paradise. Here in this story, it's called Abraham's bosom. And so that was the upper regions of paradise. Then those who died in sin, died rejecting the truth about God, They went to the lower regions or Hades, and it's out of that region that the dead are called, and they're going to experience their final judgment. Well, today, when we die in Christ, we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Well, where is that? Well, he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, and we're seated in the heavenly places with him. And so when we die and are absent from this body, we're going to be with him. So there's no place in the New Testament following the cross that says that we can see down into hell and those who have died in sin, who have died without receiving the life of Christ. So we just can't see that. But here's somewhat of a parable that I think we can glean some information out of, but it's not a story that we're to really come up with some absolute doctrine as far as, you know, what we can see or not see when we go to heaven.
Oh, that was extremely helpful, but not in negating what you said, but would you join in prayer with me for two people who are very seriously ill and not believers? I haven't been able to reach them. My friend Pam, who has lung cancer and emphysema, and my son-in-law, who is just in such emotional, mental, physical, spiritual pain. He's decided he wants to die, and he's stopped eating. He's not sick. He's just decided he wants to die. And neither one of them are believers, and it's terrifying to me, their fate.
Well, Vicki, your heart is just exactly where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And boy, I just am so grateful that you recognize the severity of their condition, their spiritual condition.
Absolutely.
And that you recognize that there is hope for them, and you want to see and do and anything possible to get this message into their heart and lives so that they can receive this new life in Christ. And so, yes, we will join you in prayer. And why don't we just pray right now? And there may be others in our listening audience who have never come to know Christ. And you're listening today, and you're hearing hope. You're hearing that there is a way out of your misery, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. And if that's the case, we pray that you will open up your heart and receive him today as well. So, Vicki, let's just go to the Lord in prayer together and pray specifically for these two people. It's a son-in-law and who else?
And a friend.
A friend and a son-in-law.
Years. Yes.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have given us life, that you have filled us with Jesus Christ himself. And in so doing, you have filled us with hope and that wonderful assurance that just gives us peace in the midst of any storm, knowing that whatever happens, when we breathe our last, we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. And thank you that we have the ability to share this hope, this good news, this message of Christ with others. And so we join today with Vicki as she has a heavy heart for a friend of 40 years and a son-in-law who don't know you. And we just pray that you will use her or circumstances around their current situations that would open their eyes to see you clearly and to know that life is available simply by receiving you. And so we lift those two up to you. We know it's your desire that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. And we just pray that your message of life will get to them in such a powerful way that they will respond and cross over from death to life and be made fully alive in you. And for others who may be listening today who feel empty, who feel distant, who feel alone or isolated, We pray that today will be the day for your salvation, and that you would simply open up your heart and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for taking away my sins and being raised from the dead so that I can have life everlasting. And today I receive you into my heart by faith. And I thank you for these things, and we pray for all of these things in the matchless name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for helping me see the truth in the Word. I know it was a spiritual battle, and the enemy had me confused.
Well,
so
Vicki,
thank
you so much for calling,
yes.
And we love your heart for people. And you keep praying for your friends. And
I am.
Just pray God will give you some opportunities to bring some great truth into their lives. And please hold on. We've got some information that I have a CD called Drive the Stake, and it's a real clear explanation of the gospel. And many people have received the Lord through this, or who have come to really understand what it means to be a Christian. And this may be a great resource that you can give to your friend and your son-in-law, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You hold the line, Vicki, and we'll get that information to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is Basic Gospel, and Bob, of course, we have calls on the screen, so let's just keep it going.
Let's go out to Michael in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Bob.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I work at night, so I just woke up and thought I'd start reading, and now I'm faced with a question.
Okay.
So the question is, our grace through faith, you know, that we're saved by grace through faith, not of works, but as well as Acts 14:26 says, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they have now complete. And they're talking about the apostles Paul and Barnabas going back to Antioch, I believe.
Okay, it says, then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia, and when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had fulfilled. That's just simply saying that the church at Antioch was the sending church. So they commissioned Paul and Barnabas to carry the word of God out into the world. And so they set sail on their first missionary trip, and then they were returning back and were going to give full report as to what God accomplished in the lives of people who responded to this good news. So we see a lot of churches out there that take the name Antioch, and they do so because they want to be sending churches. They want to help establish people firm in their faith and equip them as ministers of the new covenant, as ministers of reconciliation, and then send them out into the world to share this good news with people beyond kind of the boundaries of that particular church group. It's not saying that you're saved by works in any way, shape, or form. It's just saying that they were sent out for a work, and that work was to proclaim the good news of Jesus.
Absolutely, yes, I do agree. So there really is no a difference. You are saved because you are the chosen one, because you believe in Jesus Christ. You believe in, you trust in him, not by the works that we're going to do to proclaim his word.
That's exactly right. And if you go on and read into Acts chapter 15, verse 11, okay, but you're gonna find this verse, but we believe that we will be saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus, just as they will. So it's a clear, just drive the stake statement that we're saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus and the grace of the Lord Jesus alone.
I did highlight that 15:11, and okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Bob, and I do appreciate your broadcast.
You're welcome, Michael. Hey, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. Great to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go out to San Francisco, California, and talk to Raven. Hi, Raven.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fantastic. Are you listening to us on KDIA out there?
Yes, I am. And I heard someone ask the question about suicide before, and I've heard it throughout the years. People say that it's an unforgivable sin, and those who commit are going to hell and stuff of that nature, but I've never seen that in the Bible. And I was wondering if where it says the only unforgivable sin is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit answers that question.
Well, I think it's Matthew chapter 12 where we see the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And what that is the rejection of Christ Jesus. It's hearing the good news about Jesus, the message of his death, burial, and resurrection, and basically raising your fist to God and say, no, I don't want any part of Jesus. I don't want any part of you. I want to live my life the way I want to live it. I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it. I just don't want you at all. So that's the rejection of Christ Jesus, and that's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And the reason that's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is because it's the Holy Spirit who brings the truth about Jesus to us. We reject, we're rejecting the work of God's Spirit. So that's the only unpardonable sin, and all that means is this, Raven, that we come into this world dead spiritually. That's our spiritual condition when we enter into this world. And Christ offers us life. He can change that spiritual condition. He can cross us over from death to life. But if we reject Jesus, we simply remain dead spiritually. And when we die physically, then that spiritual death becomes permanent, becomes eternal. So that's the rejection. So suicide is not the unpardonable sin. Adultery is not the unpardonable sin. Divorce is not the unpardonable sin. Christ died and took away all the sins of the world. And then through his resurrection, he corrects that condition of spiritual death by giving us his very life. So you're absolutely right, Raven. The Bible doesn't say that suicide is the unpardonable sin. Many teach that. But it's a false teaching because it's not in the Word of God.
That's what I agree with. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Raven. Hey, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it. It's always good to hear from our listeners. Great program today, guys.
Yeah.
And, last thing about Raven's call, salvation is Christ.
Yes.
He has an indestructible life. When he gives us his indestructible life, then we are saved forever. And it's guaranteed by the blood of Jesus that took away our sins once and for all.
That's the strongest guarantee you're ever going to get.
Yes, indeed.
Here and forever. Well, friends, this Friday on Basic Gospel, we hope you'll be here as we'll start a new series, an exciting series out of the book of Hebrews. And tell your family and friends that this coming Friday on Basic Gospel. You know, friends, every day as you listen to Basic Gospel, you hear in real-life terms all the reasons that this ministry is and should continue to be on the air. If you have a Bible question, you can call or message Basic Gospel. If you need Bible-based guidance in a family situation, a crisis, well, you can call or message Basic Gospel. If you're in depression and life seems hopeless, you can call or message Basic Gospel. When you need the truth about Jesus Christ and his love for you, you can count on Basic Gospel. For all those reasons, we thank you for your love of this message and ask for your ongoing help to keep this message on the air and online. Friends, just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Right now, in the next 5 minutes before your next program on this station starts, well, it's a great time to call or go online. Every call, every email question that you hear every day is a reason that Basic Gospel is and should continue to be on the air and online. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.